Humberto Olivares had been uncomfortable with the guy in the next seat since they had got on the plane. The guy didn't want to talk, okay. Humberto generally liked to pass the time in conversation, but he didn't need this guy, for sure. What ticked him off was the way the guy kept complaining to the kid flight attendant. Real nasty, and for no reason. When they finally got into the air, the guy kept holding onto his head and moaning and making faces as if something were tearing away little chunks of him. When the kid asked if he was sick, the guy just got nastier. If there had been an empty seat on the plane, Humberto would have gotten up and moved. Just his luck that every seat was taken. Jesus, what was happening to the guy's face now? Mike Endersby had looked forward to the flight. He liked his job a lot, but he liked the Dallas flight best. Dallas was where Lisa lived. He had a week's layover after this flight, and they would have all that time just for themselves. The flight figured to be an easy one, but Mike had reckoned without the passenger in 43A, a Mr. Hastings. The man had been trouble since the minute he boarded. Clearly, there was something wrong with him, but he had refused any kind of help. Mike had spoken to the captain about 43A, but as long as he was not causing a physical disturbance, there was nothing to be done. Now, at 40,000 feet, somewhere over Arkansas, it looked as though the physical disturbance was starting. The man in 43B, a Mr. Olivares, let out a yell as 43A started to climb over him. Mike hurried down the aisle, but slowed suddenly when he saw what was happening to Mr. Hastings' face. The man was pounding crazily at his seatmate as he fought his way out into the aisle. Mike stepped in front of him, but was thrown to the deck by a wild backhand blow. Screaming incoherently, Norman Hastings ran up the aisle, setting off a panic among the passengers, many of whom had been dozing. He reached the emergency exit, threw aside the people who were sitting in the adjacent seats, and began clawing at the release lever. Mike was not worried about Hastings forcing the door open. There was a fail-safe interlock to prevent that when the plane was airborne. However, the man was clearly insane, and quite likely to do harm to himself and other passengers. Until he got help from up front, it was Mike's responsibility to restrain him. He ran forward and seized the man's shoulder. Norman Hastings whirled toward him, his face a mass of angry red boils. Before Mike could speak, Hastings smashed him with a fist, breaking his nose and knocking him across the aisle. He fell back against the people sitting over there who were trying to scramble out of the way. As he struggled to regain his feet, Mike saw the crazed man use unbelievable strength and pull loose the safety lever on the emergency door. The sound was like an explosion. There was a sudden rush of icy wind. Norman Hastings disappeared as though snatched through the gaping doorway by a giant hand. Mike Endersby's last impressions were the rush of pillows, carry-on bags, blankets, trays, papers, and human bodies flying out through the opening into the night sky. Then, his fingers were torn loose from the metal seat braces he had been holding onto. His body was banged across the empty seat, an ankle shattered against the edge of the open door, and the night sucked him out.